This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio, where'd she go? She was here just a second ago.
It's she Cheryl. Had to, and Chris, but and Heather's with us.
Heather
she,
was here.
She had to powder her nose.
I saw her, or at least I thought I saw her sit down.
She started to, and then she went to powder her nose. So she'll be right
Alrighty
back.
Alrighty then.
She'll be right back, Daryl.
It's like she just, like, you know, disappeared, like magic tricks.
Yeah. I'm here. Poof. I'm gone.
Yeah. Yep. I just turned my head for half a second, and then she's gone, and where is she?
Oh, these things happen.
Yeah. So there's something that you wanted to talk about, sort of a pop culture sort of something.
Did you make me, Daryl?
Not really pop culture.
Yes. Sort
so,
of.
Well, what is
that was
thing?
That was just a completely accurate description of what I wish to talk about. Welcome, Heather.
Hi.
I just let our entire radio audience know that you ran upstairs to powder your nose.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant to go to.
Good. Everything well powdered?
Yes, well powdered.
Yeah, so, what's this pop culture that's not really pop culture because, like, it's a thing that has happened a long time ago?
That's a horrible way of putting it, but I'm going to try to put it better, okay? Instead of bringing just complaints, I'm going to try to bring solutions. So, on Netflix, a lot of people have been talking about, and it continues to get press, is the 6-episode documentary called Wild, Wild Country. And it is a...
I had not heard of this thing until you mentioned it earlier today.
That's interesting.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
I also don't have Netflix.
Well, that may have something to do with it.
I have Netflix.
Yeah, but check out, I sent you guys each the trailer, and that's a good way to kind of get a little bit of an idea. But the backstory on this, the entire gist of it is there was an Indian teacher named Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh, who later in life went as Osho, and he moved his...
Can you see why?
He moved, yeah, it's a little easier to say, right?
Osho.
He moved his commune from India to the United States and settled in a very small town in eastern Oregon, about two towns over from where I grew up.
All right. And this guy died back in 1990?
Correct.
Wait, was that the link
so
that
not
you
exactly
sent
breaking
that
news.
You put in the show prep thing?
Yes.
For the commune thing?
Yep.
Oh. Ah. Yeah, I know all about psychos and communes.
Okay, yeah, there you go. So they set up this new commune in eastern Oregon, and unsurprising, at least to me, they start to sort of rub against the local conservative eastern Oregonian farmers and people like that a little bit. And then things just begin to escalate. And I'm not going to give away a lot of what goes on because the series is well worth watching. But I want to offer a little bit more perspective in that I was kind of there. I was growing up in eastern Oregon when he arrived. And me and my former English teacher, it was after school was out in my senior year. So I graduated and I'm like, hey, I got an idea. Why don't we run down to the ranch and see what this stuff's all about? So we did kind of a road trip and checked it out.
So this guy was building a commune. Was he like a psycho?
No. The Bhagwan...
He was like a peaceful commune type thing.
He was a very... The stuff he taught was really about creating a new man. A man that was peaceful, that didn't have all this baggage.
Yeah, but did he practice what he preached? Because,
well,
I mean, Charles Manson preached some similar stuff. But turned out to be a psycho.
I'm not going to get into whether he was a psycho or whether some of his followers were psycho.
Okay.
But his basic message really was about developing the mind of man to a new level. And they did that. He preached and talked a lot about, I shouldn't say preach because that's really not the right word, talked a lot about using meditation and things like that to try to achieve this. Now, a lot of the things that he did in India and brought back over were somewhat controversial to, again, conservative Eastern Oregon. Sex. So sex was not something that should be, you know, looked down upon. It should be embraced as part of the human condition. And
somewhere a polyamory sort of thing.
Yeah, he was against marriage. He didn't think that that was a natural state for people to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you going, I don't buy that.
Yeah, I don't think we become a first world country by embracing third world habits.
Interesting. Yeah. And there were other things, and it just, when they came over, they were very much, they were different. People were different. They practiced a different religion, and they came into an area where they stood out. And by stood out, I meant that the only color clothes that they would wear were the colors of the sunset. Reds and oranges and purples and yellows and stuff like that. And they started buying up property. So that kind of pushed some of the locals against them. Now, to talk a little bit about the town of Antelope. Antelope, when I was growing up, had... How many people live in Keene?
About 25,000 when the college students are in town.
Right. Antelope had about 40.
40,000 or 40 people?
40 people.
Okay.
So we're talking a very small town.
Just wanting to make sure, you know, like some people would be like, oh, that's general being pedantic, but I just want to make sure that, you know.
My family reunion had more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I went to a high school where I had 12 kids in my graduating class. I mean, this is very small areas and very.
Hold on. I'm trying to do the math here to where 12 of the 40 people were seniors in high school at the same time.
I did not grow up in Antelope. Antelope was a couple towns over.
Ah, gotcha.
But, again, small town.
You had 12 people in your graduating class.
Graduated top 10.
Wow, impressive.
Isn't it?
Sucks to be the two people that weren't in the top 10.
But it was just very interesting. So you really have a clash of cultures. And a lot of the people that followed Osho, followed the Bhagwan at that point, were people that had money and they were from Europe or they were from Southern California or they were more upscale type of people. Part of the thing, and I should just kind of get into what happened when we went there. So, again, my English teacher and I, let's do a road trip. Cool, let's go check it out. We pull into Antelope, and Antelope always has had like a general store down in downtown. There's only one road, so little general store. Sometimes it was a cafe, is one of those that sort of changes over, changes hands.
Yeah.
And I'd remembered it from going there with my parents. We had driven through there many, many times. And instead of it being the Antelope Bar and Grill or the general store, it was now Zorba the Buddha Rajneesh Vegetarian Cuisine.
What?
All right.
So the Rajneeshis had come to town. You know, they're building their stuff on this 60,000-plus acre ranch outside of the main town.
I would have just went in there and ordered a burger.
But the Rajneeshis, they wanted control of the town of Antelope, too. They wanted the votes and things like that, so they started buying a property and sort of pushing people out. So we went into Zorba the Buddha, Rajneesh Vegetarian Cuisine, where I had a delightful vegetarian lasagna. It was really, really good. And all the people were so thrilled that the milkshake machine had arrived that morning. They were like nearly bouncing off the walls. They were like, yes, I can't wait to do this. It's going to be great. And there we just asked, you know, we're just in town. We were wondering if we could tour the ranch. And they're like, well, let me make a phone call. And after, you know, we had eaten, they're like, just, you know, take a right out of here, go down a little bit, take another left and just head on out until you get to the ranch. Somebody will meet you there.
All right.
When we do, we're driving along this, you know, 18-mile-long dusty dusty road.
Ugh, this story is so good.
We'll get to it after we come back. But the question is, do you actually see the Rajneesh? I mean, is he somebody you actually see, or are you placed in the hands of people that are there to watch you?
Your calls and thoughts, and have you ever met the Rajneesh? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450 free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Chris is telling us about his trip to a cult.
Did I ever leave?
Back in 1980-something.
82.
Yeah, one day I'll write a book about mine.
In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, the next time you go to a cult, make sure you take your MyPillow with you because it's a very comfortable pillow.
Great idea, Daryl.
And if you don't yet have a MyPillow, you can try one risk-free for 60 days. The MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position while you sleep. I've been using it for a couple of years, and it's the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow that winds up collecting a lot of dirt and dead skin over the years, you can actually throw your MyPillow in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable as a pillow the way it's supposed to be, a pillow that will still fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price. Or you can get a second pillow free of charge. And if you've got pets, pets like MyPillows as well, and they have doggy beds and probably a cat bed as well. Jazzy the studio dog is laying in her MyPillow bed right now.
Nice.
She has never complained about it, so I'm guessing she likes it.
You must be.
And if you get a MyPillow, and for some reason you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself, that's guaranteed to last you 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Chris, we'll get back to your story about the trip to the Rajneeshi compound in
Rajneeshpuram,
Antelope,
Oregon.
But first, we go to the Skype, where we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'd just like to give an update on my continued frustrations with my state Libertarian Party.
All right.
As you all know, most of you probably know, I am running for governor here in the Commonwealth of Ohio.
Right.
No, it's the state.
Oh, I thought Ian had said that was placed on hold.
That was placed on hold for a very small amount of time because I was just, the party was giving me so much resistance.
Okay.
But fortunately, some of the delegation is a part of the Radical Caucus and have actually been willing to fight for me to be included in the process. Because I actually have a political director, her name is Trisha Sprankle, she's clearly a diet Republican posing herself as a libertarian. I think it's absolute nonsense they allow people like her into the party. That's pushed back against me, and they're actually allowing me to be involved in the process because she's trying to keep me out.
Right, and you guys have your convention coming up in about a month, right?
Yeah.
And so, will the gubernatorial candidate, I'm not sure how things necessarily work will the convention select the nominees or something else?
It will be the delegation will be selecting the nominee through a straw poll because we did not have ballot access in time to participate in the primary system. So we're going to be selected at the convention. The way it's going to work is the night before we're going to have a forum, and then the next day we're going to have a straw poll, and then on the third day we're going to have another debate, and then we're going to have the delegation vote. The frustrations are coming in because I have actually had one or two of the political directors have deleted a couple of my Facebook posts.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Deleted from your – they've gotten stuff removed from your profile or from the LPO group, the page?
The LPO page.
Okay.
And the reason being is apparently I have been divisive. One of my posts was removed because I got into a little bit of a debate with a potential voter for the Libertarian Party, and I refused to back down on how I feel about the idea of, you know, state-sanctioned child support. I don't think people should be forced to pay for a child unless it's mutually agreed upon between both parents. I think that if somebody walks away, that's their free choice. And this individual told me, well, then I wouldn't be able to take care of my kids.
I mean, I'm kind of going to have to play devil's advocate here. Although I think that, you know, when it comes to children, it's a tricky subject. I certainly don't think that as a society we would benefit by allowing men to impregnate people without taking some sort of responsibility for the children that they bring into this world.
Hold on. Isn't there some, what's it called? It takes two to tango?
Right. So yeah. let me...
Yeah, but it's a lot easier for a guy to walk away than it is a woman.
A woman can kill the kid.
Yeah, true. I mean, abortion and those rights is totally separate from the fact that, hey, look, if you're gonna tango, yeah, both should be held responsible.
So let me ask a question here, Heather. What about a situation where a woman winds up either divorcing or just leaving the father of the child, and then making it to where the father has absolutely no contact with the child?
So
paying child support then?
No, I don't agree with that. And I think there's so many different cases. Like, right. You can't, this isn't, when it comes to children and marriages and, you know, divorce, there's no one-size-fits-all approach.
And no easy answer.
There is no easy answer. But to say that men shouldn't be obligated to take care of the children that they bring into the world, I think is a bad precedent to set moving forward.
You're just having the same misunderstanding that this particular woman had. I'm not saying that men should just be going around impregnating people and then walking away. All I was saying is the state should have absolutely nothing to do with it. It should just be a completely private matter with absolutely no court intervention.
I think if somebody is going around, though, and they're having kids that they're not taking care of, they're becoming a nuisance to society because essentially...
What are you
going to
do?
Well,
Remove them from society. They're toxic. If they're going around breeding like rabbits...
Are you saying we kill them?
No. Like, you punish them. You either make them take responsibility for their actions, or you know what I mean? Like,
Take responsibility and pay for your kids, or the state will take responsibility and pay for your food,
or they'll do something to make sure that you're not reproducing and abandoning your responsibilities.
So,
I'm all about that.
I get that.
Sterilization. Okay.
Sure, why not, man? Like, we got one planet, and I'm going to
follow... Very libertarian.
Whatever, I don't even care. No, you guys want to go to extremes, but you know what? Like,
no.
You have to have some standards. This can't just be anarchy where everyone goes around screwing people. Oh, well, you know, I really don't want to take care of that kid, so... Oh, well, we're not going to force you to. Sure, go walk away.
The rest of society will, you know...
No, not necessarily, because you know what? You can be defrauded, right? You can have somebody that says one thing, then sleeps with you, gets you pregnant, acts like they're going to be there, and then they flee the scene. That's fraud.
But do you want to have a child at that point? I mean, the whole thing is if I don't trust that you're using birth control, or if I don't know and I know I don't want to have a kid, I can slap on a raincoat.
The problem is snaky, disgusting people living in our communities that don't hold their commitments, that are dishonest, that are, you know, have no values whatsoever.
Hold your thoughts, Heather.
Ding, ding.
We'll be back for round two, plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That's 855-450-3733. Or if you want really good sound quality, you can use the Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. We also have a Discord call-in line. You can, well, there's more than just the Discord call-in line. It's attached to an entire Discord series of chat rooms, discord.lrn.fm. We've got somebody in that call-in line. I can't go in there to tell him that we'll get to him in a minute because unmuting that would wind up having the Discord caller and the Skype caller on at the same time. Discord.lrn.fm. We will get to that call in just a moment, but let's go back to Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, continue with whatever the point was that you were trying to get to.
I'll get this across real quick. The only reason I brought up the story about the lady I got into the argument with over state-sanctioned child support is because one of the political directors at the LPO ended up deleting one of my responses to her because they thought I was being divisive. And they were like, why are you trying to drive away your own voters when I didn't think I was? I think I was just taking a hardline stance. This should be none of the state's business. Why is the state even involved in this? And they were like, well, we need to be a big tent party, and it can't just be radicals.
Right.
That's what I've been told.
We could adopt every state program.
Even Brothers got rid of the big tent about a year and a half ago.
Easy there, Daryl. Come on, man. We'll just we'll be mostly we'll call ourselves libertarians, mm-hmm. but then we'll just keep using the same state programs, and then nobody'll know better, and more people will like us because, hey, we're libertarians, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will that work?
I get a lot of flack for it. I don't understand why it is that it seems like every state party outside of New Hampshire and Alaska seem to be really adamant on getting votes more so than they are on spreading the message. It's gotten to the point where a lot of people in the LPO have flat out rejected the Radical Caucus entirely. And I don't understand why they're trying to take away from the party. I mean, I'm sure that you guys find it as frustrating as I do.
I personally don't agree with everything the Radical Caucus advocates for. Like, that's the thing. It's not just about getting votes. It's because I, honest to God, don't believe that anarchy is a viable solution. I think it's crazy. I think it's as bad an idea as totalitarian government. I think it's too totally...
But not everybody in the Radical Caucus is an anarchist.
Right.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm for small, limited government. There's certain things... That I think that I go over things on a case by case basis. You know, I think there's good government. Just the same way there's good gun ownership, right? You can have responsible people in responsible positions, or you can have irresponsible people.
Do gun owners have a monopoly on the use of force and rule of law?
They do if there's someone else in the room that doesn't have a gun.
That's exactly the point.
Exactly. So
government has
good
guns,
and bad.
You don't.
There's good and bad people in this world. So it's not about the state or not. It's about good and bad or not. And, like, good people aren't going to do harm to innocent people. They're not going to take advantage of innocent people, right? Whether they're state, whether they're private sector. There's private sector people all the time that go around killing, stealing, and murdering. It has nothing to do with whether you work for public or private sector. It has to do with whether or not you're a good or a bad person.
Except the public sector has the final say, and they can get away with the nonsense.
That's
because
not true.
They're the ones
private
in charge.
Sector can run. I thought our government was bought out, right? Isn't it crony capitalism? That's the private sector running the public sector.
People throw me in a cage because I don't pay my extortion.
If you believe in crony capitalism and money has bought out our politics, and you believe the private sector runs the public sector.
My God.
Right? So
Amazon's running our jails.
I
see what you're saying.
Facebook, like, I brought a story today, it's in my show prep, about Google and their employees protesting the fact that Google is taking part in some project with the Pentagon on artificial intelligence, and they're protesting against it. Private and public sector, they work together. What matters is whether or not people are good or bad. Are they good and well-intentioned, or are they ill-intentioned?
Well, that's
good intentions. You can have good government. You can have good government. My mom forced me to eat my vegetables when I was a kid. Was her intentions to just control my every move and be the evil dictator?
Did she threaten you with a gun? Did she threaten to throw you in jail?
There were punishments waiting for me if I did not eat my vegetables.
Did they involve incarceration or...
Yes, I would be sent to my room and incarcerated.
Nice, but...
All the toys are.
Exactly. But
I can look... As much as I didn't like some of the things that she did, I can look back and know that they were in my own best interest and be humble enough to admit that I was a little bit of a rebel.
To be your daddy.
We're talking parenting versus government. Now, here's the question. The question is, and this is what all these conversations boil down to, are you for a government to control your life, or do you think you can control your life yourself? And most people wish to have control of their own lives. And that's okay.
I don't know.
The
I
question
think some
is,
people are okay with, you know, going with the flow and being part of a community and following standard rules.
I stand corrected. There are people like that. But that's where we're butting heads. And it's okay to say that, and there are varying degrees of, and not everybody who disagrees with you is an anarchist. A lot of people who listen to this show are minarchists. They only want government to be, you know, involved in, you know, things that actually protect property and life and things like that. And then you have varying degrees of statism that build up on top of that. There's a whole spectrum.
Yeah, I think it can get to a point where it becomes out of control, and it's just there. It's almost like there's too many layers to where there's.
It
causes like a miscommunication
oppressive.
Between roles of government, and so therefore things can happen that go under radar, and that's when it becomes corrupted. So I think when a government gets too big, that's what happens. That's
right.
One of the downfalls of it. But I think that over time, we're always going to have this where, you know, we start out small, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, we have to, revolt, do whatever we take to get it back
so
small
again. So why do you
want to
keep doing that? Wouldn't the better idea... I mean, it's like what...
Why do I want to keep doing that? I'm one of 7 billion people in this world. You think I have the final say in everything? I don't. I'm just going with what I feel in my heart is right and following my own moral compass. And I'm
Do you want to reset the cycle of violence or do you want to break it?
Is violence?
That easy?
That's a good point.
We are... You do realize, though, that we're in a world where we have to survive. That's the object of life. It's not to die. It's to survive, right?
Yeah.
You get that, right? So, like, survival, I'm saying we can be as peaceful as we can up until our survival depends on it. And guess what? That's when all hell breaks loose.
So don't advocate for maximum freedom because
no, but it's
you can't
the golden rule. Do
you can't handle
no,
your freedom, Daryl.
The golden rule: do unto others, right? Like,
right.
If it came down to
exactly.
it, and I had to kill to feed my daughter, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to kill someone to feed my daughter. And I would expect if somebody else had to kill me to feed their kid, I would expect them to do that. That's the golden rule.
I don't think anybody wants to kill you.
You don't really have a lot of meat on you,
yeah.
So cannibalism
okay.
of Heather's
You see,
not
you guys
really...
are totally distracting from my point. My point is that we want to have as minimal violence as we can. If you don't have to be violent, then you shouldn't be violent. But if you have to, use some type of quote-unquote force in order to save your own life or save your child's life, that's forgivable in my opinion.
Right.
If you
will never get rid of violence, it's when you advocate it that I have the problem.
Right, right. The question
I'm
is
advocating
it isn't
as
about...
a last resort in order to preserve your own life.
Right, but that's like completely not the conversation we were having. We were talking about whether or not child support should automatically always be forced onto
because we were talking about that, and then we got talking to, well, the state this and the state that and the state this, and that's when I advocated, hey, guess what? The state is not necessarily what's bad. It's people that are bad. It's like saying the gun is bad.
What's bad is people that do bad things. That people have when people, even good
it's
people,
bad in some situations. You might
wind
be
up turning
okay. You know what? You might be on the negative side of one particular law where you felt the sting and you were unhappy with the results. Therefore, you're blaming the state in its entirety.
Look into the ash experiment. Look
but guess
into
what?
The
when a law gives you freedom, you're okay
Thank
with
you,
it.
Darryl.
Look into you're
the
okay
laws
with it.
Experiment.
Laws
Stephen,
don't
thank you
give
for
freedom.
The call.
No. Yeah, they do.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
We'll
that's
talk.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. What would you say if I told you that you could save 5% on things that you were going to buy online anyway? What would you say, Heather, if I said that you could save 10, 15, 20, 25%, up to 33% on things that you were going to buy anyway?
I love saving money.
Great. Go to saveatpurse.com. And now it's easier than it has been, to where in the past you needed an Amazon account. You would have to put things into an Amazon wish list and then import the wish list into saveatpurse.com. Now you can just search for whatever you want and keep adding things into your cart and then select the discount that you want. And some people would say, but what's the catch? Well, if there's going to be something called a catch, it's that you have to use Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies to fund your account. They're at saveatpurse.com. Somebody then winds up buying the items for you. You receive the items. Once you do that, you go in and then you check off a box that says, I've received these items. And then the person winds up getting the crypto. Saveatpurse.com. I've been using it for several years, saved several $100s. Chris, you've used it before.
I accidentally put some money in a saveatpurse.com wallet several years ago, which was a good thing because...
And then you forgot about it?
I forgot about it until this year, so happy me.
Yeah, so you've saved some money.
I saved money by not spending it on anything else, so yeah, that was cool.
Saveatpurse.com. Let's go to the Discord call-in line where we've got Lumpy calling in. Lumpy, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm going to try to keep this civil. Really, I really am. Okay. I feel so insulted. When yeah, I'm triggered right now. I feel so insulted that Miss Powder Room is even on this show. I've had a son that I found out about when he was turning 21 years old. I'm 47. I've never talked with him, never met him, never done anything. I wish I had. So years later, I find out, you know, my girlfriend, the love of my life, is pregnant. Okay. It's almost 3 years ago now. You can imagine I went through a lot of hell emotionally, and I'm a pretty much damaged person because of it. But she got pregnant, murdered our child. Okay. Never heard from her again. I get to be the one that looks bad because I'm the white male, right? You know, blame me if this makes you feel better, okay? But, you know, I never need to involve the state. I didn't ever needed to involve a bunch of lazy, ridiculous, gangster, mob-minded idiots to make any decisions for me, okay? Right. All right? I didn't need it. I just did it best in her interest, in my interest, not to involve lazy, weak idiots, which I call government employees, and I'm sorry, but that's about the best that you get. I spent 8 years in the military on the phony drug war to know that everybody in the military is pretty much brainless and willing to just like cops, to commit atrocities because that's, you know, we're humans, we're social.
You basically just called yourself brainless. I hope you know that.
Give me a second before you open your mouth.
Did you had a second? You know what? You have no idea.
You're ridiculous.
You
know
what? Let's listen to the caller. You sound like a psycho. You sound like a psycho.
Let him finish.
No, he sounds like a psycho.
I'm like somebody who's willing to use violence to make decisions for everybody
you
else.
You sound like the violent psycho here.
You're not qualified to make that decision, little miss.
Really? What are you going to do about it? Because you sound like you're pretty irate. Okay? You sound like you have anger issues.
Yeah, I got some anger issues.
Go see a therapist.
Idiots being on Free Talk Live like you. Everybody else on the show has been fantastic.
Oh my God! Excuse me for caring about children and want the world to be a better place.
Oh,
excuse
I don't care
me.
About children.
Right.
I don't care about children.
No, you care about your own freaking selfish needs. Like this, the world doesn't revolve around you. The world doesn't revolve around you, buddy.
You're trying to survive. So you're gonna say the world doesn't revolve around me. Yet you want to use all these other minions to do your dirty work and make your
oh really
laws,
guess what buddy laws. I've been a single parent now for 8 years. I don't get a penny in child support and I don't go after it either, so you can go screw yourself.
I don't get
all right
penny.
I don't use the government to do my dirty my work life, but I'm saying that there's a time and there's a place where sometimes as a community we need to step in and we need to make sure
that's
that
what
the people live
about, but you can't even listen to anything.
No, you're just you need to go do some yoga.
We need to
go do
you don't have to listen to anything else other than you'll cling to your ignorance.
Okay, buddy.
Absolutely cling
I can't
to
deal
it.
With people
all right,
like this.
Hold on, hold on.
Heather, let him finish.
The Discord chat room, because you can't hear truth. You will willfully refuse. You know,
because
willfully
in a free
refuse,
market,
refuse,
not
your ignorance.
Heather, let him finish.
Yeah.
Lumpy, continue.
Yeah, because it's
life
a call-in show. Go ahead.
All right. Life is hard. I don't support or agree that making any laws or anything like that, or putting these other people, you know, these things cost money, first of all. And if they don't agree with me, that's fine. They shouldn't be taxed, which is theft, which is a threat to steal from them to get your morals and your laws all taken care of, whatever they are. Okay? I don't want these slime bags to take care of it. I'm grown up enough to feel the pain of life and experience it like a grown up without having to throw my weight around like a whiny bitch.
Lumpy, I don't know if you're aware, but Heather has walked out of the studio.
Typical. Now I just looked up at the TV and I see that. Yeah, of course she is. She refuses. She's willfully ignorant. She is absolutely willfully ignorant. She refuses to see anything with heart. And hey, I'm not perfect. I don't have the answers. But I know that the ones that she forces or wants to force down everybody else's throats are not the solution. They don't work. They're very harmful and very destructive of humanity. I've felt the pain of that. I've been put in a wheelchair for months by some psycho cop when I was trying to kiss my wife goodbye when I was in contempt of court for goading the court. And it probably wasn't the smartest thing to do in the world. But for ridiculousness.
Right.
Ridiculousness.
So the issue is, I mean, and you guys have different points of view. And
damn
it's,
Skippy.
Right, and that's okay. It's all right, and that's what we're...
It's all right because I don't want to hurt her, but she wants to hurt other people.
Right.
And she thinks it's just fine.
But then when this dude's on here insulting me, you keep it quiet.
Hold on. Hold on.
Heather,
boy,
if you've got something to say, say it. No, but I was trying to let him finish his thought,
well,
and you were interrupting.
Right. Did you have anything else to offer, Lumpy?
Yeah, just that I'm such a psycho that I care about people. I pathologically care about people, and I pathologically want no harm to come to anyone, even people like her. Thanks.
Very good. Thanks for your call.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Tyler calling in from Maryland. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. Tyler, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Daryl. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I was initially calling about raising children, and then the discussion kind of went down a different road. It reminded me of points discussed in The Road to Serfdom, specifically Chapter 10 called Why the Worst Get on Top.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't called in before, so I'm not used to the whole thing. But anyway, there's a great excerpt that says, just as the Democratic statesman who sets out to plan economic life will soon be confronted with the alternative of either assuming dictatorial powers or abandoning his plans, so the totalitarian dictator would soon have to choose between disregard of ordinary morals and failure. It is for this reason that the unscrupulous and uninhibited are likely to be more successful in a society tending towards totalitarianism, which I think gets to the point that we were discussing.
Yeah.
But I also just wanted to bring up a question for you guys. How important is it that your significant other agrees with you on certain aspects of raising a child, specifically compulsory public schooling and corporal punishment? And also, at what point, I don't have any kids yet, but I've been kind of discussing this idea of, you know, not spanking with my girlfriend. And she's actually a fan of corporal punishment. She comes from an immigrant background,
right,
where it's very normal and reinforced. And regardless of all the studies that I show her to say that it's a bad way to go, she still doesn't really listen to me. So I was wondering, you know, to bring up examples, like what if the kid's like slapping your face or like,
yep. Hold the line, Tyler.
In the morning and like,
hold the line. We'll bring you back. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.